This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Doomsday Prophecy by Scott Mariani, read by Colin Mace.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3, the Holy Bible. Chapter 1, Corfu, Greek Islands, June 2008, the first day. It was night when they took her. They'd found her living on the lush island and watched for 3 days in the sun before they figured out their move. She was staying in a rented villa, isolated and shaded by olive trees, high on a cliff above the crystal clear sea. She was living alone, and it should have been easy to snatch her, but the house was always filled with party guests, and the dancing and drinking was virtually round the clock. They watched, but they couldn't get close. So the team planned, right down to the last detail, entry, acquisition, extraction. It had to be subtle and discreet. There were four of them, three men, one woman. They knew this was her last day on the island. She'd booked the flight from Corfu Airport next morning and was flying back home, where she'd be far, far harder to...